And we're back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid conservative and just plain right, making it cool to be a conservative. Hey, let me tell you guys real quickly, one of our advertisers, the Elm Foundation, you've heard me talk about it before, and they've got one of their ads running on the show as well. Elm Foundation, ELM, it stands for Expect Little Miracles, and it's got a cool concept to it. So Elm Foundation is based out of Huntsville. They're a 501c3, and they are in the business of changing lives, man, I'm just telling you. So check them out. Their website is elmhsv.org, as in Elm Huntsville, elmhsv.org. The Elm Foundation, they get out there and they literally get involved with people direct, one-to-one, and help them get off the street, help them get back into being productive, help them to get job certifications and to find opportunities and to build their resumes. And they even, by the way, do it with accountability. They'll set milestones with folks, build them a plan, work them through it. And folks, I'm telling you, they're restoring self-worth and they're bringing people back into productivity. Listen, the Elm Foundation, very cool. And by the way, if you give to them, they are 501c3. So if you give to them, and I encourage it, if you do give to them, just know this, every dollar you give goes to their programs because they have one benefactor who has made it very clear they're not going to have to worry about their administrative costs. So all their admin and payroll costs are covered, and the staff gets to take any dollars that come in then and put it right into programs. So the Elm Foundation, ELMHSV.org. Check them out. And if you're talking to them, by the way, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would certainly appreciate that. So, all right, let me jump right in here. So I'm in this section right now I'm calling the special interest. Like, you know, special treatment for special interests. It's not just the usual special interests like, I don't know, big insurance companies or whatever. It gets even deeper when you find that they can literally take things that Republicans should stand for and that are easy to work with, and they can still get them shut down even with a Republican supermajority. They must be a very special interest then. For instance, the one Jeff Poor and I were talking about a moment ago. Regions Financial, right now, story on 1819 News that came out this morning. Regions Financial, Alabama-based Regions Bank. By the way, they're all in on the ESG. You can go look at their website. Like, Regions' website literally says that ESG is what contributes to its success. It does. Here's a quote from the website. I'm not going to read the whole thing. It's long. Regions is committed to our mission to make life better and create shared value. Regions recognizes the long-term financial performance of our company and our ability to deliver shareholder value is tied to the success of our associates, blah, 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 blah. In large part from our continuous improvement efforts related to ESG. They say it. They're not hiding it. For this reason, we believe more than ever we must consider how ESG matters affect our company and be transparent about our ESG practices and performance. In our ESG reporting, we illustrate how Regions is working to advance our ESG efforts to make life better for our customers. But yet, ESG, environmental social governance, what it basically is like a social score. It's a scorecard to make sure you're woke enough. Make sure your company is all in on the woke business. Like, E is the environmental. How much are you doing to enforce, promote, and support green energy policies? And the S, the social. Have you run your Gay Pride Week yet? Do you have good transgender policies at your office place? And will you, by the way, support BLM? And then the G, governance. Did you take a stand when Georgia passed their voter ID laws? Did you say something when Florida was fighting back against Disney? You know, are you pushing for good woke governance, ESG? So all to say, it's amazing to me that we have an anti-ESG bill in our state legislature, and our attorney general has already said, no wokeness here. We will be pushing back against ESG. The legislature is pushing back against it. And guess what? The bill, we're being told that Regions and the BCA, the Business Council of Alabama, have managed to get that bill stalled. We'll see what happens. All right, we've got another one we've talked about here before. Our state senator, one of our state senators, Sam Gavan, right here in the listening area, been on the show several times. Senator Sam Gavan out of Huntsville. He's got a burr under his saddle, and I join him in this, that says that our state health officer, the person who issued all the proclamations that the governor signed off on to shut down the state during COVID and to do mask mandates and to, you know, do all the things it took to basically make us experience COVID in a far worse situation. That's he is currently appointed not by the governor, not by the legislature, not accountable to the legislature, not at all. He does what he does in the blind without accountability. He's appointed by the medical association. What? We're the only state in the nation that does this. Sam Gavan, Senator Gavan, has a bill to correct that and make it an appointed position by the governor, and to also say that the governor would have to sign off on anything before it can be done under the state health officer's directions. Well, somehow or another, in Sam Gavan's own words, the bill sponsor, he says that bill's been gutted. He says, I tried to work all the hoops early, and it's been gutted, frankly. The state health officer, he says, under a amended version of the bill that got amended in committee, would have to recommend actions to the governor, but the governor would have to sign off on it, but the position would still be appointed by the medical association. And that's where he says it's been gutted. It would not be appointed by the governor. I'd like to know why that's necessary. Why is the medical association, because I guarantee you they're the ones who did it, and maybe the hospital association, they don't want a gubernatorial appointment. They look and see what Ron DeSantis is doing in Florida, where he's able to appoint his own health officer, and they know that their corporate wokeness is going to be called into question if a conservative governor has a chance to appoint a health officer. And so these special interests have gotten their way, and Sam Gavan says his bill right now has been gutted, and he's doing the best he can. He says he's trying to figure out whether he just takes half a loaf or nothing. And, you know, does he go ahead and pursue the bill in its current amended form, or try to bring it back around, or does he let his bill die and try again next session? It's maddening. All right, we'll come right back with this. I'll keep a little bit of it going. I think it's going to be a double dipper day, because what I've got in the last dipper is something I want to hang on to for a full ride. But in the meantime, just know this. We're going to come back and talk a little bit about Space Command and a little bit about what's China doing in the Alabama economy, and a little bit about whether or not we're going to have diversity, equity, and inclusion taken out of our schools. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be Alabama. I'm talking about this show sends its signal way on down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. Hey, folks, I got to tell you, so ZLA Solutions, I've been talking about them for a while. I know these folks personally, and they are good at what they do, and they've been with this show since the beginning. So ZLA Solutions, they provide all kinds of business case solutions. I mean, they can help your business with things like sorting and containment and logistics and warehousing, that kind of thing. But their bread and butter has always been and still is to this day staffing. I mean, like basically putting people in jobs together. So if you need people at your workforce, it doesn't matter whether you need just one or two special niche skills. Doesn't matter if it's blue collar, white collar, or no collar, I always say, they can find them for you. They can also get you a whole shift of people. They can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, all of it. And they are doing it at epic levels right now, all across North Alabama and beyond. So if you need people, they can find them. ZLA Solutions. And their website is ZLAUSA.com. That's where you find them. Check them out. ZLAUSA.com, ZLA Solutions. They like to say, at ZLA, we don't make it. We make it better. That's their mission in life, man, to help you make your business better. All right, listen, I'm going to move along. I got a caller on line one held on during the break, so I appreciate that. Rick from Huntsville. How you doing, Rick?
Hey, Phil. I just wondered, when you brought up regions, I probably a year and a half ago kind of pulled up their website, and they had a big old spread on ESG.
Oh, yeah.
So I figured it was time for me to get my account out of there, and walked into one of the local independents, asked them, say, well, what do y'all think about ESG? They said, what?
You said, I've come home.
Yeah, and, you know, I said, it's, you know, I just will not deal with these people that are just so into that.
No, and we shouldn't. I mean, at what point did it get away from being shareholders and or stockholders, excuse me, into just making it everybody's a stakeholder where, you know, we're here for all the people that don't have money with us, but we're trying to do all the things it takes to spend money to get to them. It's amazing.
And then, like I said, we've got to get on to our legislators about being cowed by the teachers union and the business council and all of these big corporations.
No, and they've got great influence down there. I mean, I spent 8 years seeing it and having to say no to things and yes to others, not the wokeness. But what I'm saying is you're right. The thing that makes a difference, Rick, and you make a great point, is y'all making contact with your legislators and letting them know what your concerns are. You know, as somebody who's well-read and listens up on the topics, do it, man. That makes a difference.
Yeah, like I said, they work for us. Not the lobbyists.
Well,
that's the way it's supposed to work.
You're exactly right. The lobbyists are down there in the building, walking around, knocking on their doors, and talking to them directly. And that's why it's important for, you know, the average man and woman in the state to do the same. Because otherwise, that's the only voice they're going to hear. All right, Rick. Hey,
either
man.
That or fire a bunch of them. Thank you, Phil.
Thanks, Rick. Take care, man. So I'm in this section. I called it special interest. Like, you know, people that are treated extra special as a special interest. People that, you know, get things that, well, first of all, the Chinese government. Have you noticed that the Chinese government seems to get a pass on a lot here in the United States? The Chinese government has been known to be buying property, like, right next to military bases. The Chinese government flies a spy balloon over our country and gets pretty much a pass from the Biden administration. You know, the Chinese government is allowed to say and do apparently whatever it wants to, and we just kind of go, huh, Chinese government, wow. Well, a bill right now in the legislature would address certain things like what I just mentioned. So House Bill 379 by Representative Scott Stothagen from right up here in the listening area in Hartsel, he's got a bill right now that would prohibit the Chinese government, as well as Chinese citizens or entities, from purchasing property in the state of Alabama. Now, you can't tell me they don't already have some. I know for a fact they do. I mean, look at the Golden Dragon plant down in South Alabama in Wilcox County. But nonetheless, what we're seeing right now is China's buying up farmland. They're buying up the key commercial locations. They're buying up plants. They're buying up food processing. They're buying up land near our military bases. Why would they do this? Well, you can only imagine, and it ain't all good for us. So interesting piece here is that Scott Stothagen's got a bill, House Bill 379, that takes care of that special interest in Alabama. Whether it's going to go, I don't know. Right now he's got 25 representatives co-sponsoring it with him. So we'll see what happens to that one. Here's another one. Talk about a special interest. You know, in 2010, when I got elected, we fought the teachers union left and right. We fought them hard. And we did what it took to emasculate them so they didn't have the ability to have undue sway against over the legislature like they used to. Well, over time, they have crept back. Like 40% of the Republicans in the legislature right now take money from the teachers union for their campaign accounts. And that should not be happening. Our state party says don't do it. Our state party literally says don't take money from the teachers union. But they do anyway. Well, once again, we have the special interest of the teachers union getting in the way. So we have a bill called Senate Bill 247, authored by Senator Will Barfoot. He's a good dude down in Pike Road area. He's a chair of judiciary in the Senate. Senator Barfoot's got Senate Bill 247, which is called the Divisive Concepts Bill. Basically what it is a bill that says don't sexualize our children. It's a bill that says don't be teaching things that divide people. And yet, right now, you can imagine who's pushing back on it. Education and educrats are pushing back because, this could stop us from being able to teach things that are important to our children. Why are you teaching divisive concepts? Are you teaching critical race theory? Are you teaching, with social emotional learning stuff, the SEL? Are you teaching that the 1619 Project? Are you teaching that kids, because of their color, were born either a victim or an oppressor because of how they have privilege because of the way they're born? Well, listen, I'm going to tell you, this bill needs to pass. Senate Bill 247, but right now is being fought hard by the special interest of the teachers union. Well, I got one more over here on Space Command that I'm going to get to, but I see I got a caller, so I'll take that real quick. Michael, Arab, how you doing?
I'm well, sir. How are you?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
Well, I keep hearing reports that the Chinese have 6 police stations throughout the United States. I don't know exactly what states they're in, but why has this been allowed to happen? Why has it been stopped?
Well, it's been a little bit of a crackdown finally. They just shut one down in New York City. Yeah, they call them Chinese police stations. The Chinese won't call them that. But what they basically were they're putting sort of enforcers in the communities where there's a heavy Chinese immigrant population to sort of tamp down on the idea that they might, get verbal with their dissent against the Chinese government. It's just wrong. I mean, the idea that we're going to have them setting up their enforcer stations to go around and thump somebody if they're going to speak out because they're now an American citizen. Anyway, that's what we're talking about. Yeah. And I think they're finally being addressed.
Yeah, it's absolutely wrong. They need to be sent home packing.
Yes, I agree. Sent home packing or given alternative living arrangements behind bars is what I'm saying.
Right.
All right, Michael, thanks for the call, buddy. Appreciate you.
All right, sir.
Last one before the break. Special interests. Well, right now, Alabama is not considered a special interest to the Biden administration. Colorado, on the other hand, is given a little more sway. Why? They're a blue state. I mean, you can have recreational marijuana in Colorado. You can get all kinds of things done out there. I love Colorado, by the way. It's one of my favorite places in the nation. But, man, their politics have gone so woke. Well, Space Command. For the last 2 years, we've been told that Space Command is going to relocate to Huntsville. We've passed every gate, all right? We have made it through every hurdle. We have assessed out as tops. If I'm not mistaken, Colorado didn't even come in but like fourth place in the pecking order in terms of what states should be awarded Space Command. And yet the indecision still looms. Story here on AL.com. Our own Senator Tommy Tuberville has said there's not much else that we can do right now, and he's sick of it. He is calling them out. And so Redstone Arsenal has emerged, through multiple assessments as the best location. But the decision remains out there. In Tuberville's words, we're at the end of our rope. So this past Wednesday, this story came out yesterday, by the way. So this past Wednesday, he opened up his weekly conference call with reporters, calling again for Redstone to be the permanent home. It also, by the way, was just last week, I think, when Senator Tuberville was in a dialogue during a Senate hearing with Frank Kendall, the Secretary of the Air Force. So Secretary Kendall was asked flat out, when's he going to make the decision? His response was, he has no new information to share. There is no good reason right now, no good reason, why it's not already here. And Tuberville's been advocating for like 2 years, like I said, and he says he's going to keep the fight going. In his words, Tuberville's words, he goes, the facts are on our side. I know it. President Biden knows it. The Air Force knows it. Even the sore losers in Colorado know it. Space Command should make its move to Redstone Arsenal without further delay. It's the right thing for national security and future operations in space. But then he went on to say, there's nothing left to do. There's no more environmental studies. There's no more updates to the analysis. There's no more risk policy to be gained. And he goes ahead and says it's politics. It's pure politics, and it's ugly on its face. And he's not going to allow it. So good on Tuberville. I appreciate him staying on this. I know the leadership in Huntsville staying on it. I know the rest of our U.S. delegation is staying on it with him. I think this is even bipartisan. I'm pretty sure Terry Sewell, our only Democrat in the U.S. delegation, is working with the rest of them. But and then we've also got, by the way, you know, we got some senior leadership right now on the committee structure in the House. So Robert Adderholt is the chairman of one of the subcommittees for appropriations. And then you've got Senator Mike Rogers from, which one is that? Congressional District 3, I think that is. He's the chairman of House Armed Services, the chairman of House Armed Services. And Tuberville sits on Senate Armed Services. So, folks, we got people in the right places. We just need somebody to pee or get off the pot. All right. There we go. We'll take a break now. Boom, let's do that. We'll take the break right now. We'll come back and wrap her up. It's been a good day. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, making it cool to be a conservative. Well, that was a good show, man. I mean, it's only a double dipper day.
Only a double dipper day, but only. It was a good show.
But it was a double dipper Boomerang McQueen day.
Yeah, that's right.
And Jeff Poor called in. All right, so let me ask you this. So in the waning moments of the show here, let me just ask you off the cuff. You ready?
Yep.
So I had a ton of stories today. We covered several points. Is there any one story that stands out in your mind? Is like, holy cow, didn't see that one coming. That's my story of the day.
Well, the one that strikes my mind right away is the Harpy Daniels. Harpy, yes! Butterfly guy, yeah.
Harpy Butterfly guy?
Yeah, that guy.
the butterfly chaos theory?
Yes. That it completely caught me off guard.
Talking about the Navy recruiting thing.
Right. It was just, okay, Bud Light. What was the other one, the makeup? Place.
Oh yeah, Maybelline.
Okay,
Nike.
But then, really, the Navy. I mean that caught me off guard.
Yeah, for the Navy to use a drag queen, and by the way, he's also a Navy member, so he's and that's by the way, I saw the video and it was nauseating. But that's what it is. It's non-binary. Call me by they them. And in the night, here's who I am. Here's what I get to do. And he'll be in his uniform. So he's literally in his uniform, and then. Like the magic of camera, suddenly he's a drag queen and he pops out and he's like, and at nighttime, my name is Harpy Daniels. Okay, come on.
Come on.
Yeah, that's messed up.
Yeah, so that caught me off guard.
All right.
What about you?
I think I would have picked that one, but you picked it. So I got to pick something else. Number two on the list for me, though, right here in Alabama, State Representative Wandling Gavan deciding that it's okay to go to the microphone and basically refer to the N-word as to the first black Republican in the Alabama House.
Mm.
Maybe the first black Republican ever in the state house. So, you know, and by the way, I know the guy. He's a good dude. I just saw him not long ago. Ken Pascal, he's a state representative from, where's he from? Birmingham area? Anyway, I forgot exactly where he's from. Wandling Gavan is an over-the-top, flamboyant nut. And she prides herself on being the one who goes and says the things at the microphone that are the race-baiting kind of, you know, angry woman things that you look at and go, if I said that, I'd be on national news.
Right.
But she's up there quoting a Jay-Z song and telling him that anytime he comes to that microphone, that's all he is. Well, the thing with the Jay-Z song she's talking about uses the N-word that way. And then she doubled down on it, apparently. And I think the state Republican Party even issued a statement against her doing this, and I haven't seen it yet, but I'm told they did. So that one.
That was a crazy one.
How'd the text line end up? Good Lord.
Oh, there's
I just looked over.
A plethora.
That's a good word.
Yeah, it is.
A cornucopia. Oh, my gosh, yeah. So I'm looking out there. Lots of texts. Let's see. Frank from Madison, he was Army Year Group 74. He said, it is the Navy.
It is the Navy.
Come on, man. You can't. Of course, you know, the village people did have their song, in the Navy.
They did.
Okay, now it's going to be stuck in my head. Doggone it. David from Huntsville says, the Biden admin is the joke, not our military. Agree with you. Alan from ARAB, he says, is this not a form of child abuse? And I think he's talking about the transgender stuff. I think it is. I do think it is. Surf from Huntsville. Spent 23 years in the military. This is embarrassing and a joke. Someone needs to restore the integrity and competence in our military institutions. Totally agree, Surf. Thanks for your service. Mm. Allie from Athens says, counselor. She's talking to me. She says, counselor, get it right. Clearly, if you like nachos, then you're duty-bound to identify as a Latinx woman. I said that earlier.
You did.
I did say, if your diet is what determines you, then I must be Hispanic now, I guess. So now, by the way, you heard the story. We talked about it on the show Tuesday in Woke World about the dude who is he's a city councilman in Indiana.
Yes. And he identified as the black.
Yeah.
But.
No,
trans.
As a trans, as a gay woman of color. Is that what it was? I think that's what it was. So he identifies as a woman, but not just any woman, a woman of color. And then on top of that, he said, but I still like women, therefore I'm a lesbian. So now he's claiming to be. But everybody realizes what he's doing, but it's taking the wokus off because he grabbed their playbook.
There he is. Yeah, exactly. I think that's hilarious.
He took all their intersectionalities.
Well, and that's exactly what's going to happen with so many different people. They're just going to start using the playbook.
Yes. Today, what am I today?
Yeah, exactly. Today, what am I today?
Let's see. What can I best get some stuff for? Today, I will be disabled. And by the way, that's a thing. There are people that are identifying as disabled.
Oh,
that
man.
Was a story the other day. How sick do you have to be to say, well, I feel like I should identify as disabled, therefore I qualify for something under the Americans with Disabilities Act or whatever. I need special accommodations at work because of my wheelchair. But you don't need a wheelchair. Today I do.
Today I do.
Yeah. Whatever. All right, man. We got plenty of stuff going on. Tomorrow you're going to want to stay tuned. I want you guys to be here. We're going to be interviewing Major General Joe Arbuckle. He's with a group called STARS, and they're a national organization of retired military officers that are pushing back against wokeness and the beloved military. I love that. Took us a while to get him on the show, but we got him tomorrow, so you're going to want to hear it. In the meantime, y'all stay tuned for soon enough. We'll be back 2:00 tomorrow. Boomer and I, see you then. Have a great night.